How can it be that my God would die for me? One that brings nothing. One that was not smarter than anyone else. One that was not more moral than anyone else. One that had no inherent goodness. And God, Father, you sent your Son to die for men, women, and children like me. Jesus, as we celebrate your time of communion, the Lord's table, please draw us near to yourself right now. Amen. Please open your Bibles to 1 Peter chapter 1. Every week here at Grace Bible Church, we get the opportunity to remember the body and the blood of Christ. We get to celebrate the Lord's table, and as we do, as we take that little cracker and as we take that cup of juice, we get to proclaim his death. So let's go ahead and let's do that right now. Please follow along as I read 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 17 through 19. Verse 17. If you address as Father the one who impartially judges according to each one's work, conduct yourselves in fear during the time of your stay on earth, knowing that you were not redeemed with perishable things like silver or gold from your futile way of life inherited from your forefathers, but with precious blood as of a lamb, unblemished and spotless, the blood of Christ. This letter is addressed to believers. In the previous verses, Peter gives these believers a number of commands. There's like five commands in four verses that can really just be summed up as be holy. And here, in verse 17, Peter provides another command. Conduct yourselves in fear during the time of your stay. That word stay. Some of you may have the word exile or temporary residence in your translation. The idea here is being in a strange location where you're not a citizen. You're away from your home. This is applied to the Israelites when they were in Egypt, and this is equally applied to Christians during our time here on earth. So Peter is telling us how to live while we are temporarily here on earth and away from our permanent heavenly home. How can we live in this reverential fear of the judge? How can we be holy? How can we obey these commands? Am I going to do it in my own strength? By the things that I do? No. Peter tells us that we do this by what we know, not by what we do. So what are we to know? Verses 18 and 19. Knowing that you were not redeemed with perishable things like silver or gold from your futile way of life inherited from your forefathers, but with precious blood as of a lamb unblemished and spotless, the blood of Christ. Believer, you have been redeemed, ransomed, a price was paid and set you free from your futile, useless, fruitless, empty way of life. That price that was paid was imperishable. That price was the precious blood of Christ. There is nothing of greater value to God than the perfect relationship, the perfect love, the perfect unity that God the Father and God the Son and God the Holy Spirit share. However, at the cross, the perfect, sinless Son of God was put to death. His blood was shed. He was put to death by his Father. God's perfect justice demands that my sin and your sin is punished. And at the cross, the punishment that I deserved and that every believer deserves, the wrath that I deserved was poured out on Christ. The blood that takes away my sin, and if you're a believer, the blood that takes away your sin, the blood of the Son of God. What precious blood that is. Before God, I am a wicked sinner, as is every single person in this room. Man, woman, child, everyone. However, there is something that divides us. Many of us have been covered by that blood. And there are some here who have not. If you would, by your own admission, say that you don't trust in Christ alone for the forgiveness of your sins, then we would simply ask you to pass those elements by. But know this. Your time here on earth is only temporary. There is an eternal destination. And unless you turn from your sins, unless you repent of your sins, you will spend eternity being punished for your sins. Right now, you're trusting in perishable things. Trust in the imperishable. Turn from your sins and place your trust in Christ, in Him alone, for the forgiveness of your sins. Talk to the one who brought you. Talk to me. Talk to any one of the elders. We would love to talk to you about what it means to place your trust in Christ. If you're here and you profess Christ, but you're hanging on to sin, you're hanging on to some futile, fruitless, empty way of life, then confess that. Confess it right now. Confess it, turn from it, forsake it, and join us in this time. Believers, this life is short, and our time here is only temporary. We are in a foreign land, and this is not our home. Our gathering right here, this is as close to home as we get. And I'm thankful for that. And as you take that piece of bread, as you take that cup, remember Christ on the cross. Remember Him shedding that precious blood for you. That blood that set you free from your sins and brought you to God. When your hearts are prepared, go ahead and take communion on your own. Men, please come serve us.